2 minutes ago, you knew nothing about me. Now you know my name, you know my company, and you still don't know that much about me, but one thing you probably gathered, that if I get involved in something, you know the ethos behind it. You know that I'm probably making decisions from a posture of purpose and not one just of revenue. And at the core of all marketing, see, in the business world, as we create our own nomenclature, we create our own vernacular. We want to feel very good talking about these terms and confusing others with these terms. But the reality is marketing is storytelling. It's the stories that we tell. And all of marketing, as a business, as a solopreneur, as an entrepreneur, starts with the essence and defining the essence of who you are and why you do what you do. That all starts with positioning and branding. Now, Professor Young Mi Moon at Harvard University, who is one of the world's leading experts on branding, she wrote a book called Different, which I suggest is an additional resource you guys all buy off of Amazon. It's fabulous. She defines positioning as occupying a distinct place in the mind of your audience or user. Now, in classical positioning studies, you have something called category attributes. These are the attributes that are absolutely essential for you to compete in the marketplace in which you're trying to operate in. These are your basic features. But in order for you to set yourself apart in a market, you need to supplement category attributes with augmented attributes. These are the things that give you, your brand, yourself, distinction. They make you sui generis, one of a kind. And in a world that's saturated with seeking our attention, your augmented attributes are not only why people buy from you, but more importantly, why they pay attention to you in the first place. Well, this is my favorite cafe in the world called Box Brownie. It's in Stratford-upon-Avon, my second home. Now, what are the category attributes of a Box Brownie or any of our corner coffee shops that we love so much? They sell coffee, they have cakes. Box Brownie just introduced breakfast. I love breakfast. Yippee for me. But what are the augmented attributes? They use beans from the only roaster in Stratford-upon-Avon. Their milk is delivered daily from a local farm that's less than 10 miles away. Their bread and croissants are brought over by the local baker. He hands them himself, and all the regulars that are there in the morning meet and see the guy, and it's 5 minutes down the road. And there's a woman in Stratford-upon-Avon, which we've affectionately called the Cake Lady, who makes the most despicably gluttonous Bakewell that you could possibly imagine. It is unbelievable. And everybody knows about this woman, and Ben has procured her services to provide all his cakes at Box Brownie. Now, why do I go to Box Brownie? I go to Box Brownie because of the category attributes, right? They have coffee, they have breakfast, they have things to eat. But why do I care? Why am I sitting here talking to you about it? Why do I tell all my friends about it? It's augmented attributes. Because my friend Ben, who runs Box Brownie, everything he does is handcrafted, is local, is intentional, and is deliberate. And those are the reasons why I talk about them. Now, within positioning studies, there are all different types of postures an organization can get into. I cannot go into detail because I'm probably already going to ramble on past my deadline. But I will say this. If you go to Amazon, you just type in Young Mi Moon, pick up the book Different. I mean it. It's a fascinating study on positioning, and it'll be very useful no matter what business you decide to get into. Now, once you've settled on your category attributes and you wrap them around choice augmented attributes, you need to begin to start thinking about marketing or the story you tell about yourself and about your business. Now, broadly speaking, there are all different types of marketing, but broadly speaking, there are two types of marketing. There's functional marketing, that's price, features, speed, taste, the functions, the features of the thing that you're trying to get my attention of, and then there's aspirational marketing, where you're inviting us to be a part of a narrative, a movement, a story, something bigger than ourselves. Functional tells me what you do. Aspirational tells me why you do it and why I should care. Now, we might as well look at some American political campaign ads, because over the last 3 months, my country has spent $4 billion, yes, children, that's with a B, in order to get our attention in these midterm elections that are happening today. Now, I'm going to transport us back to 2008. Functional, right? Functional ad. the most functional you can possibly be. This is who I am. Subtext: please don't forget my face when you go to the polls. Aspirational: this is what I stand for. Subtext: of course you know who I am. Functional: our coffee will save you money. Aspirational: our coffee will change your life. Box underscore brownie again. See, these boys know what they're doing. Now, the former is a functional statement about price, right? And the latter is an aspirational statement about quality and about the hand and mind of the maker who's bringing the product to us.